Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Hey, Tinker, Evers, it's a chance.
Who?
It's the greatest double play combination in baseball.
Oh, when was that?
Oh, about... Oh, yeah. I don't even tell my mother how old I am. Get moving.
Oh, Willie Mays gets $125,000 a year and he's underpaid.
Water, milk, or plasma?
Water.
You okay, honey?
Yeah, just poop, that's all.
Oh, the sandwiches ready, Alan?
Yeah, all set.
Hey, you going someplace?
Marcia's nature study badge.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Fun? We've got exactly 4 hours to find and identify 11 kinds of trees, 10 types of plants, 6 wildflowers, and 3 noxious weeds.
Well, it still sounds like fun.
Fun? This is hard work.
Oh, Carol, hard work is an hour in the hot sun with three growing boys.
Playing baseball with the boys is fun compared to this.
You women just don't understand.
Alice, what are we going to do about him?
We? Last time I got between a man and his wife was the last time I got between a man and his wife.
We're ready.
Coming, girls. Bye-bye, dear.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
You know something, Alice? I could jog around the block 4 or 5 times, then take a nice cold shower, if it weren't for one thing.
What's that, Mr. Brady?
I can't get out of the chair.
Then naturally, Cindy had to fall into a stream, and Jan had to go in after her, and I wound up getting completely soaked.
It just goes to show, the modern woman is totally incapable of dealing with her surroundings. If you follow the example of her grandmother, mother, or horse, you'd be far better off.
Well, I certainly can't argue with that.
Honey, if I hadn't spent the whole morning playing ball with the boys, you'd get all my sympathy.
Do you realize that in the past month I've had to help Marcia get her Water Fund badge, her Foot Traveler's badge, her Gypsy badge, and this morning her Daniel Boone badge, and at the same time keep 2 other girls occupied?
At least it's a variety.
Do you know in how many different directions 3 spirited girls can move at the same time?
3.
300. And next Saturday while you're playing in the backyard. Oh, Marcia's cooking badge.
Honey, they're girls. The gentler sex. Now, 3 boys are...
much easier to handle.
They are like heck. What's more exhausting than playing ball with 3 young boys?
Chasing after 3 young girls.
You two are beginning to repeat yourselves.
Well, Alice, he won't listen to logic.
Yeah, and she won't listen to hard facts.
If you're both so sure you're right, next Saturday, why don't you simply switch jobs?
I wonder why Dad wants to see us.
I didn't do it. Didn't do what? Whatever it is Dad wants to see us about.
How's it going, boys?
We won't do it again, honest.
Relax, guys. Nobody's done anything. However, there is one thing I would like for you to do.
Anything, Dad.
Next Saturday morning,
Instead of me, Mother is going to help you with baseball practice.
Dad, she's a girl, a female.
You noticed that, too.
We've got to get ready for Little League. You are going to help us practice bunting.
It's just for a few hours, one Saturday.
This calls for a vote, right?
Wrong. Boys, I'm simply trying to show your mother that helping girls is a cinch compared to helping boys.
Oh. Well, that's different. Right, fellas?
Right.
Good. Carry on, men.
Okay, Dad.
Mom will find out how tough it is.
Girls, have I got a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it?
Well, actually, it's really for Marcia, and I know she's going to be so happy about it.
What?
Well, next Saturday, Daddy's going to help you with your cooking badge.
Marcia doesn't look very happy.
Mom, Alice won't even let Dad in the kitchen.
That's the point. Sometimes a man has to be taught just how difficult it is to be a woman.
How tough it is to be a woman? It's easy for me.
I think I know what you mean, Mom.
Then you'll do it?
If it's what you want.
Oh, thanks, dear. Well, I think I'll get ready for bed.
Feel all right?
Yeah, just a little touch of a headache.
Well, then, sleep's the thing. Besides, I have a little work to do before I turn in.
Well, good night, dear.
Good night, honey.
Rudiments of baseball. Tips from Ruth to Mays. Baseball, the art of offense and defense.
How to cook in 30 easy lessons. 30? Cooking can be fun. You too can be a chef.
Men on first and third with one out, the batter must
pour a cup of vinegar into
the catcher's mitt. This is the best way to hide the signals from
the salt and pepper. Always make sure to properly season every
umpire. He must not allow the pitcher to touch his fingers to his
pot. Always remember that too many onions or too much garlic
will keep the shortstop away from the third baseman.
1 cup of sugar, 1/2 cup of white vinegar, 1 tablespoon of chopped green pepper.
Bat held high behind right ear, weight on right foot, hips horizontal to flight of ball.
Ah, good morning, boys.
Good morning, Mom.
Well, mind if I use one of these?
Sure, it's a baseball glove.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, your dad told me you were going to work on bunting practice today. Okay, if I play first base?
Oh, Mom, that's third base.
Right. All right, men. Now I'm going to give you the art of defense against the bunt. Now, first baseman breaks for the plate, the second baseman covers first. The third baseman breaks for the plate, and the shortstop covers second. Got it? Okay, Bobby Boy, let's bunt that ball. Add away the ball. Add away. Come on, sweetheart. Add away to go. Add away.
That, boys, is called an error.
Yeah, that's what it's called, all right.
Now, boys, pay close attention. I'm going to show you the proper stance in executing a bunt. Ready? Okay, now, the right foot is in the back, left foot is in the front. Bat is held high behind right ear. Hips are pushed forward. Put your weight on your right foot. Flex your left knee. Place your left elbow toward left field and your right elbow in. Now, put your head back, hold your stomach in, and point your toes out.
Okay. Let's see you hit it.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah. Now, boys, very often a bunt is used in a squeeze play so that a man can steal home base.
Could you show us how, Mom?
Oh, sure, nothing to it. Now, the correct procedure is to slide into home base to avoid being tagged. Okay, just watch this now. Clear out of there, Peter. Okay, you ready?
See, fellas, there's nothing to it.
Apple turnovers for anybody who wants them.
Oh, boy!
Alice, Is Mr. Brady around?
No.
Good.
Marcia gave him a list to take to the market, things she needs for her cooking badge.
Oh, what I need is a hot bath.
Well, I'll draw one for you.
Alice, I feel so stupid. Mr. Brady's gonna have a cinch compared to this.
Well, Mrs. Brady, why don't you just wait and see?
Yeah. Well, I get the rest of it.
You mean there's more?
Well, I want to make sure I get everything, and Marcia didn't specify which kind.
Idaho potatoes. New potatoes. Red potatoes. Sweet potatoes. So much for my 7-day diet. String beans. Lima beans. Navy beans. They must have been out of kidney beans. I'm going to be terribly disappointed if these don't turn out to be kidney beans.
That does it.
That supermarket must look like a disaster area now.
Well, Marcia has to cook a meal for our whole family, you know.
Family? There's enough here to feed Cleveland, Ohio. Tub is good and hot, Mrs. Brady.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Now, you can use any one or all of these, like a deep heat, wet heat, muscle relaxer, ointment.
Alice, I'm stuck.
I told you, keep moving.
How can I? Every single solitary muscle in my body is aching.
You'll be fine in no time, huh?
Oh, Alice, how long is no time?
Including outpatient treatment? About 4 months.
Oh, if Mr. Brady ever finds out about this, well, I'll never hear the end of it.
Believe me, he will never know.
But I can't sit down. I can't stand up. I can't... Oh,
that's why he'll never know. You put this stuff on, he won't get within 2 miles of you.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alice.
Carol!
What's the matter, honey? You okay?
Oh, I was just getting ready, to take a bath.
Uh-huh. How'd it go this morning?
Did you see the boys?
No. The boys were gone before I got back.
Great. I mean, it went just great. Taught them everything they ought to know.
Yeah. Well, I just want to remind you to stay out of the kitchen, honey, because that's my job.
Okay, I'll stay out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
She'll force herself.
Yeah. I'll see you later.
Help him.
Come on.
What's
a girl?
Here. Marcia, I got everything you wanted. You know, sometimes I wasn't sure, so I got quite a bit.
We saw you carry it in.
Yeah.
You're strong, Dad.
Now, Jan's going to have to do this next year, so how about letting her watch?
Okay. Hey, thanks.
And I kind of think it would be a nice gesture if we let Cindy.
Oh, do we have to have the baby here?
I'm not a baby.
Come on in, Cindy.
Did somebody call me?
You were snooping.
I was not too snooping. I was listening. I promise I won't get in the way.
Okay.
Okay. Come on. Cindy on the step stool. Jan, you're where you can see everything. Oh, Alice, you can have the rest of the afternoon off.
Well, I'd like to watch, okay?
If you promise not to help.
Cross my heart.
Okay. Okay. Marcia, now what's on the menu?
I thought we'd start with chilled tomato juice.
That's a good choice. Yeah.
Yuck. Got a better idea? Ice cream. I told you she was a baby.
I'm not a baby.
Cindy, now you promised to be quiet, right?
After the tomato juice with lemon, egg salad, french fried potatoes, breaded veal cutlets, string beans. Did you get the string beans?
Oh, we've got string beans, lima beans, navy beans.
Go on, Marcia.
And kidney beans.
And for dessert, cake with chocolate frosting.
Hey, yeah. Okay, madam, the kitchen is yours. Trouble with women. You should only go to the refrigerator once and take out everything you need, see? Wait a minute. I'll show you. String beans. Lettuce. Mayonnaise for the salad. And eggs.
That was funny, Daddy.
An accident does occur, you clean it up immediately.
I'll do it.
It's my accident. I'll clean it up.
Mr. Brady.
Oh, I'll do it.
But Mr. Brady.
Mom uses a mop for that.
So does Alice.
I use a towel. Marcia, you know the proper way to do that is with an electric mixer.
I've never used a mixer.
Oh, it's simple. Wait a minute. This thing was invented for the sole reason of making life easier for women, see? Now, you just put the bowl under here. Turn it on. Oh, there she is. Have to make sure it's plugged in.
Is make this breading for the cutlets.
You need a bigger bowl for that. Put this one over here in the cupboard.
Careful, Mr. Brady. I stacked a lot of things up there.
Be careful, Daddy. The floor may still be slippery from the eggs.
Oh, I cleaned it up. I did all this?
In under 2 hours. That's a new Olympic record.
Well, might as well clean it up.
I'll help you.
No, I did it. I'll clean it. And with a proper sense of male organization, it shouldn't take me more than 2 days. No, 15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes to clean up this mess?
And that includes mopping the floor.
Go.
I'm doing this.
Yeah, but Mr. Brady, I just...
Alice, what were you trying to say?
When that floor gets wet, it's slippery.
Thanks, Alice.
How you doing?
Well, okay, I guess. How about you?
Oh, pretty good, I guess.
Well, spending the afternoon with three girls isn't as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Well, playing ball with three boys isn't exactly a breeze either.
See?
Honey.
Hmm?
Would you, zip me up?
Yeah, I'll try.
Thanks.
Well, like the saying goes, grass is always greener in someone else's backyard.
Well, I guess we both learned a lesson.
Right.
Oh, honey, it's not that I don't love you, but, oh, my arms are stiff.
Mom, Dad, dinner's ready.
We'll be right there.
Oh. Hey, I'm hungry. Where's Mom and Dad?
They're on their way down.
Good, I'm hungry, too.
Listen, you guys won't be so hungry when you taste the dinner. Marcia made it, you know.
Wait till you taste it, Smarty. It's delicious.
Well, how do you know?
I helped her.
Oh, here come Mom and Dad.
Hi, kids.
We'll be right there.
Mommy looks funny. So does Dad.
Here, I'll get it, Mom. Oh, thanks. Thanks, honey. Thanks very much.
Hey, the table looks marvelous, Marcia.
Now, then, there's a dish that ought to get two awards.
Hey, that doesn't look bad.
It even looks pretty good.
Thanks, Alice.
Don't mention it.
Oh.
Dad, can I have the rolls?
May I have the milk, Mommy?
Sure. Greg.
Sorry.
This is great, Marcia.
Thank you.
Real neat.
Yep.
Two fries, Marcia, please.
Bobby.
No, I'm not conscious from the
moment. You kids are excused. You want to leave.
Oh, that's terrific.
Marcia, it was delicious.
It was a great meal, Marcia.
Thank you.
Come here, dear. I'll help.
Wait for me.
Oh, honey, I am sore all over. I can't move a muscle.
You want to know something? Neither can I. It's worse now than it was before dinner.
It's because your muscles have stiffened up. So have mine. Alice? Help.
Don't say another word.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
No. I can make it.
You sure now?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be fine. Come on, Gramps.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Good night, Alice.
Good night, Mr. and Mrs. Brady.
Alice, what's good about it?
Never mind, Alice. It was a delicious dinner Marcia cooked last night.
Well, next Saturday she has to work on her sewing badge.
Yeah, next Saturday I promised the boys we'd play football.
Well, I guess I'll have to make patterns, cut material, sew in hem, stitch in line.
Yeah, just sitting around with Marcia sewing for a couple of hours.
You make it sound like a breeze.
Well, certainly not as tough as playing football with three boys.
May I make a suggestion?
Forget it.